Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate at my website, sir. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. That's soon to be a new website, but not yet. And in the meantime, though, you can also go to Amazon and find that book and the new book, The Third Ingredient, The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. That book is available now on Amazon. Brand new. There's some reviews up there. That's the new book that you've heard me talk a little bit about in the past. Haven't talked a lot about it. Haven't told you a lot. I've been telling you about it, but without saying much about the book. It's all about it's about ethics, about converting our analog ethics into digital ethics. And so, check that out if you get a chance at Amazon.com. And this is another one of those segments where it's just you and me. And I've got some things I want to say. I want to give you another reminder about the tax law that you're going to be dealing with. It doesn't go into effect until it goes into effect this year, and so it's affecting your withholding right now. It's affecting your quarterly tax payments or your monthly tax payments, however you're doing it. But this is the bill that's going to be it's going to turn out. I'm afraid it's going to turn out to be a nightmare for small businesses in general. Because even though some may pay less taxes, and there are going to be quite a few small business owners that will pay less taxes, but they'll be the ones who are the lower end of the revenue side, the lower end of the profitability side. But if you're a very successful small business owner, you know, you've worked hard, you starved to death for 15 years, and now you've been in business 18 years or 30 years or whatever. And you're finally getting where you got some critical mass, you can make some serious money. This bill is probably not going to be in your favor. In fact, this is a bill, this new tax law is such that for small businesses, for pass-through entities, you may not even qualify for the deduction. The only thing that small business owners are getting that distinguishes them as a business is a 21% deduction that only goes to certain businesses, and many businesses will not qualify for that. I'm not going to say who they are because I want you to find out on your own, and I don't know how the IRS is going to promulgate that. But there's a whole lot of small businesses that are not going to be able to take the deduction. And if they can take the deduction and they're extremely successful, they may then lose the deduction because of the amount of money that they make. Now, tell me where that's equitable for small businesses. And so in the meantime, corporate America got a 21% tax, got a tax cut down to 21%. And it's putting small businesses at a disadvantage because they've got money coming out of their ears now that allows them to pay bonuses to employees. Which you know we're in a crisis right now. We're in the country is in a crisis of finding qualified employees, and if you've got a qualified employee as a small business, you better love them up. You better make sure you pay them everything you can pay them because a corporate competitor is going to come in and get them. They're going to poach them from you because they need good employees. They're going to headhunters will start looking for them. And they're going to offer them bonuses. They're going to offer them great benefits. It'll all be better than what you can pay. That's not to say that your employees will leave you, but you're going to have to show them that you're stepping up your game. You're going to have to show them that you love them, that you want to keep them, that you can't, maybe you can't compete with the giant companies, but that doesn't mean that you're not trying your best to hold on to them and show them how they can have a lot more fun. And how, when things are tough, you're not going to roll them under the bus like corporate America does, like they did back in 2009 and 2010. We all saw that. So this is the problem with the new tax code, the new tax bill, It is not. It is a real complicated mess for small businesses. They're just now sorting out some of the details. Oh, by the way, that deduction is temporary. It expires in a few years unless they make it permanent. How about that? They give us a tax cut, but it's just temporary. What does that mean? What does that make you think the Congress thinks about you and me? Not very highly as far as I'm concerned. And I'm apparently the only small business expert, small business thought leader, who is talking about this way. But folks, this is not something I want to talk about. But I'm reading the law. I've looked at the law. I'm talking to accountants. I'm talking to business owners out there. This is going to get uglier. There are companies right now having to make a decision whether to change from an S-Corp to a C-Corp in order to not be hurt by the new law. Not to take advantage of something, but to not be hurt by the new law. No small business owner should have to make that decision because of a tax law that provides temporary cuts. That's just this. It's wrong on many levels, and I hope they'll sort this out. And I'm not going to stop talking about it. I hope that my voice is being heard somewhere. I've sent all of them my thoughts on this. I've written pieces on this. You know I have. I'm not going to stop talking about this until something's done about it, because small business owners was not treated fairly with the Tax Cut Job Act. That's what they call it, TCJA, Tax Cut Jobs Act. We were not treated fairly by that law, and it needs to be changed. I'm Jim Blessingly. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.